Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And right now we're being joined by Dan Hayes from The Athletic. And he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. And I was just talking, Dan, big win on Thursday, kind of a good news, bad news scenario with Pablo Lopez, Carlos Correa, Royce Lewis got off to a great start. Then the Lewis injury, and that's certainly a bummer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a great victory. You look at it, I mean, the Carlos Correa hit that Royce Lewis got injured on, you know, arguably is in his top five most clutch moments as a Twin in the regular season. I mean, you know, two out, double down the line. I know it's early in the game, but right after the home run, you know, you break the game back open. You're looking like it's a 3-1 lead. And then Royce Lewis, like, everybody gasped. Like, there was an audible gasp in the press box when he pulled up at second base. I mean, everybody saw it right away. And, you know, we're pretty high up, but, you know, it's definitely an unfortunate thing for a guy who keeps having to deal with unfortunate injuries throughout his young career.
Yeah, and I made the immediate comparison, and others have as well, that when healthy, super talented player. I mean, you look at the numbers he's been able to put up. In the opener, a home run and a single in his first two at-bats of the season, then goes down with an injury. It's hard not to compare his injury history to this point to that of Byron Buxton, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. But I would think as far as, you know, production-wise, that, you know, there's not even like a remote comparison between the two. Lewis's early production in his career is so superior. I mean, this is far, you know, Buxton, when he the injuries that have happened, they've been constant, but he didn't develop into the type of impact player till he was a little bit older in his career. And, you know, maybe there were some similarities to Royce Lewis, but I mean, from the minute he arrived in 2022, Royce Lewis has proven to be an impact player. He's the kind of guy that last year, you know, when Buxton was hurt and missing the center field and Correa is playing through plantar fasciitis, could carry this team. So this is a big injury. You know, 26 home runs and 308 major league plate appearances, including the postseason. Man, I mean, those are Ruthian type numbers right there. And he does it with this, you know, just great energy that can carry a team and lift teammates. And it's going to be hard to replicate. This is a team that at least on the position side is built to handle this, but it's a big blow for sure. And you're right. I mean, there is some strong similarity to Byron's injury history. This is, you know, essentially when this happened, you know, you looked at it and given the leg injuries in the past, you know, blowing out his knee twice, you couldn't help but think, especially with the way he couldn't put weight on it, is this something ruptured and far worse? And it's weird to be in this position right now and saying, you know, maybe this is sort of lucky because it's 1 month of just resting right now. But it sounds like it's going to be a 2 month injury. And frankly, if that's the case, that's better than I was thinking initially.
Yeah, it could have been the season and certainly a big blow to the Twins out of the gate, because we had talked and I had talked to some of your fellow beat writers about the potential for this lineup with a healthy Byron Buxton, healthy Carlos Correa, and Royce Lewis in the meat of that order. That's pretty good. Now the Twins will move forward without Lewis for sure.
Right, and they do have some really young, interesting players who can come up and step in. The first guy is Austin Martin, you know, top five draft pick, definitely not a power guy. More on base and stolen bases, but a good guy to, you know, bring up immediately. But you also have Brooks Lee kind of waiting in the wings, although he's dealing with a back injury, and they're going to make sure to get that right. And that sounds like it's going to take him 3 weeks at AAA to get healthy. So he won't get the call right now, but potentially he could be up. Jose Miranda sounds like he's playing more first base DH, but we saw him in 2022 and basically, you know, you look at what he was able to do at times in that 2022 season. You know, he was one of their more clutch guys, ball, bat to ball and driving in runs. There are some interesting options to at least help sustain while they're gone. But, yeah, Royce Lewis, I mean, man, it's just hard to imagine someone being able to fill that void. And yet you look at the rest of the lineup and you go, they still actually have a shot. I mean, the thing is, especially if Byron Buxton is out there, they still have a shot because they still have multiple difference makers in Buxton and Correa, and they have a lot of really good players around the field beyond that. Eddie Julian, you know, Matt Wallner, everywhere you look, Max Kepler, because I think we get more of the Max Kepler that we saw mid-summer on last year. This year, he's got that confidence back. I think you look at the group and Ryan Jeffers, it's a really nice complete lineup, especially with the Carlos Santana. So maybe they're built to sustain injuries. It's just, you know, it's a tough blow on that first day.
Yeah, you feel bad for the kid for sure. Dan Hayes joining us from The Athletic on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Royals coming up. Pregame lineup card at 2:30. First pitch after 3 o'clock. And a little bit later, we'll have a sneak peek at the lineup. You brought up Max Kepler. He got nicked up a little bit in the game on Thursday. No appearance on the injured list, but he is not in the lineup today.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be long-term. They're calling it a contusion. You know, the Twins like to be very cautious with their guys, and so it's not really surprising to me that he is not in the lineup today. It wouldn't be shocking to me if he's not in the lineup tomorrow, just because they can give him 3-4 days off. But, you know, Kepler, even on Thursday, said, I'm fine, and fouled that pitch off, and they did go in and take a look, and it's just the bone or the bruise or contusion. It's not anything serious, but it is sideline in today.
Dan, you couldn't script a better start for Pablo Lopez. The ace comes out of the gate and pitches a gem.
It was incredible. And it's funny because he said leading up to it in a few days that he was nervous. He said he was nervous facing the first batter of the season. He threw his sweeper. It was a cement mixer. It's the pitch that he spent dominating hitters all last year. And he didn't throw it as hard as he normally does. And it left it fat and gives up a game-tying home run. And it was basically the only mistake he made all day right there. I mean, there was the fly ball double that got off of Correa's glove. I think he gave up 4 hits total, didn't walk anybody, struck out 7, and really, really turned it on when he needed to in big spots. He gave up that leadoff single either in the 3rd or the 5th inning, got a double play right away. Right when Rocco came out in the 7th, you know, you're thinking, man, they're going to pull him with 1 out in the 7th, and the bullpen's a little shorthanded. Who's going to get these 8 outs? And Rocco basically went out to test him and just see what he said and if he could get the words he wanted. And Pablo said, it's mine, I want the ball. Came back and got those 2 easy outs to get through 7. Such a big lift for this team. Every time he goes out there, you know, the last 2.5 months of last season, and obviously to start this season, there's just that air of the Twins are going to win this game. You know, he's become such a strikeout guy now. He was always about 1 strikeout per 9, but he really ramped it up and led the American League in strikeouts last year. But he just carries that air about him. And it's something that the Twins haven't had probably, you know, in a decade, that number one, that true number one, and somebody that we can call an ace. I think that this season is going to be more interesting because he knows the lineups a little better in division. There's a lot more familiarity. And with the steps he took last year, just on the development side, I think there's a chance that, you know, I think he was about in the top 7 candidates with the betting odds for AL Cy Young. And, you know, I think he's going to be one of their closer chances to doing that for in a long time.
And, Dan, the injuries in the bullpen that kind of came to light late, particularly Duran's injury and the fact that he wouldn't be available to start the year. And then, of course, Caleb Fielbar was on the comeback trail and then ultimately shut down. But Stewart and Jax stepped in, at least for one game on Thursday, and did a really nice job late in the ballgame to close it out.
Yeah, and they felt going into spring training that they had a very deep bullpen, and I think we're already seeing some of that with Stewart and Jax stepping up. Jax had, you know, by, I guess, pitch like analytics measures, had the nastiest stuff of any pitcher in baseball in spring training. Didn't allow a run, striking guys out right and left. You know, he's got that curveball to pair with his sweeper now, and people are pretty excited about that possibility with the Twins. So, you know, you've got him being able to step in, and he's done it a few times where he picked up the save before. I think that was a natural, easy spot for him. Brock Stewart, you know, pre-injury last year, remember in May and June going, wow, this guy's a absolute find. He was throwing hard. It was super nasty. As long as he didn't walk guys, he had a lot of potential there. And, you know, he's healthy. He's in a good spot, especially with the way he came back at the end of last season after missing a couple months. So, they're in a good spot. Caleb Thielbar's throwing. I think it wouldn't be long for him. I think the hope is around him that it's the minimum and he can come back. Duran, definitely, they're going to be careful because it's an oblique and he's got such a, you know, you want to make sure every other part is in top form to keep that arm in great shape so that he's not overcompensating when he does come back, because when you're throwing 104, 105, you need all the other body parts to be in sync and healthy. So I think, you know, he'll be shut down for a little bit, and especially with the cold weather, I don't think they want to mess with anything there. So they're probably in as decent a shape to handle his injury But, you know, the way they put it together and scored those two runs late was good to give breathing room to the bullpen, just because you don't want to be in that situation every day and running those guys out every day.
And, Dan, final thought, starter today, Joe Ryan, some good, some not so good a year ago. Joe Ryan getting the start in game two beyond Pablo Lopez, guys like Ryan and Ober and Paddock, it is a big deal that they step up if this team's going to go where they want to go, and that is a division title.
Yeah, Joe Ryan is a huge part of the puzzle for them. And if we go back last year, he lost his split finger fastball right around the end of May. He never regained it because I talked to him about this just the other day. He kind of got it mixed together with his slider they were trying to add to the mix. The two of them were really similar for him in the way he was throwing them. Maybe it was the grip, whatever it was, he lost both of them. And if you look at his numbers last year, his first 61 innings or 61 plus innings through his first 10 starts, he allowed 4 home runs. His final 100 innings, basically after that Houston start where he lost his splitter, 28 home runs in 100 innings. He needs to get back to that first half guy. He needs to get back to the guy who hitters can't sit on his fastball and guess, because as good as his fastball is, you know, guys are getting good at hitting out the high fastball now. They're adjusting to him, and it's not overwhelming velocity. So I think he had a really good offseason working on the splitter, working on a new slider grip that he feels really consistent with, which is something that he has not had even in all the work he's put in on the slider the last couple of years. But between those two, a two-seam fastball, I think he feels like he has multiple options to kind of change eye levels, which is really going to be critical for him, because if he can just get guys looking down in the zone and then be able to use the fastball with the ride the way he does, he has a chance for a lot of strikeouts and to pile them up. I mean, we're talking about a guy who looked like he was on his way to a all-star bid, especially after that shutout, great performance against the Red Sox last year at home. I mean, he was just on a roll, and it just went the opposite way. And he needs to minimize the downsides and keep kind of those peaks where they were. And, you know, he can be a very big piece to this team. And they need him to step up. They need Paddock, like you said. They need Bailey Ober to – if Bailey Ober gives them what he gave them last year and 2 years before that, they're going to be in pretty good shape. But they certainly need all contributions from those guys.
Well, Dan, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right, there he is, Dan Hayes from The Athletic, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.